Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. On this Tuesday, January the 2nd, 2025, Happy New Year to everyone. And I want to welcome my good friend, former Congressman Kiko Francisco Canseco. Now, the Congressman and I share a common background in that we were born in Laredo, Texas. And Laredo, Texas is what I want to talk about today. I want to ask the Congressman about a very historic event that occurred recently in Webb County, Laredo, Texas, where the county judge, who is the highest ranking local county official, switched parties from Democrat to Republican, and what that means. Also, the Trump coattails were very, very deep and wide in a historic, heavy Democrat, traditionally Democrat area along the Texas-Mexico border. So, Kiko, thank you very much for taking time with us. Happy New Year and welcome to the show.
George, Happy New Year to you and Happy New Year to all of your listening audience. I am filled with hope for our country, for our state and our community here in Bexar County, and also in all of our other Texas communities, not least of which is Webb County and Laredo. And I think that it is a very, very important watershed event to say historically that Webb County voted for Donald Trump. I will tell you that on the surface, it's that Webb County and Laredo have traditionally been a Democrat, and I'll get into that in a minute. But what it does do is it shows the revulsion that the people, fair-minded and otherwise conservative people of Webb County and Laredo, have for the Democratic Party that has turned them down and at the same time has gone way too far to the left, which is not what Laredo has been and will be. Delving into the history, I think it's important to note that Laredo, unlike other communities along the border, is rather unique in that it has always been owned and controlled, and commerce, livestock, agriculture, by people of Spanish descent that then turned into Texas, Texicans and Mexican descent. After the Texas Revolution, when Texas became the Republic of Texas, the river or the border was not the Rio Grande, it was the Nueces River. And between the area of the Nueces River and the Rio Grande was contested area between Mexico and the United States. After the Mexican-American War in the 1849-1850, when Texas became a state in the Union, the people of Laredo that had a lot of land and were steeped into commerce and business and were the ruling class of Laredo decided to set up their own government, and they became the Republic of the Rio Grande for some time before they realized that they were going to all be American. So those that didn't own land but had business moved over and created the city of Nuevo Laredo on the other side to stay Mexican, and the others stayed in the Laredo area. Laredo still has been controlled mainly by the descendants of all those Mexicans and Spaniards that came and settled to Laredo along the Rio Grande. And as such, you know, you had people coming in and benefiting from the presence in the Laredo area, and they formed sort of in the 1920s and the 1910s after World War One, they formed sort of like a party and a machine that allied itself with the Democrats, but they allied themselves with the Democrats in order to maintain control of the city and maintain control of the county. And that continued from some time until it definitely went sour in 2024. So that, in a nutshell, is what we're dealing with. And that Donald Tijerina turned Republican is really the big watershed, because not only did he ride the wave of the idea that people were sick and tired of the Democrat control and how the Democrats turned so far left, what really is that the Tijerinas are part of that, and I'm going to use it loosely and not in an insulting way, of a machine, a political machine that will have some serious consequences in hopefully maintaining the Republicanicity of the city without any harsh reaction, simply because it fits very well with the commercial people, with the people that are ranchers and cattlemen and farmers in that whole area, and people that produce and work there. Remember, Laredo is fed hugely by the amount of traffic that comes in through land. It's the largest land port in the nation, with several billions of dollars worth of trade that come in daily through the port of Laredo. And because of that, they are more comfortable with a conservative governance of the city rather than an allegiance to any national party as such. That Donald Tijerina turned Republican is also going to hopefully stay with a Republican presence and Republican ease of voting again within a Republican majority. It may or may not have depth, but it's yet to be seen.
Yeah,
I predict that it will have depth. Yeah.
Let me ask you this, because there have been attempts. Okay, currently, Webb County, Laredo, that district has a conservative Democrat congressman representing it in the U.S. Representative House of Representatives. That individual, Henry Cuellar, has been recently twice primaried by radical Democrats who were supported by Ocasio-Cortez in New York, and who were supported by folks in San Francisco. That says a lot about the Democratic Party, does it not? I mean, that he and other Democrats locally apparently aren't going along with the Democratic Party, to the point that this county judge, Tijerina, has left the party altogether.
Well, I think that, you know, Henry Cuellar had been good to Laredo. The only problem is that he finds himself in some legal problems that I don't know how they're going to solve them, but, you know, there are rumors that he may strike a deal with the feds and he may have to resign from Congress,
right,
which may open up a seat there in the Laredo area, because if you look at the 28th Congressional District, you have really the lion at the fair being Webb County, because Webb County could pretty well rule the whole 28th Congressional District. And if Webb County has gone Republican, I doubt seriously that an Ocasio-Cortez candidate like the place just south of Hildebrand here in San Antonio is going to happen in Laredo or Webb County. It's not in the cards. They are not the Ocasio-Cortez type of people. They are middle of the road they are practical, common sense conservatives. They are not radical left loonies. And that I know, having been born there and raised there for quite some time. That's who the Rado is. It is a bunch of business people that know how to do business and how to make money and how to prosper. That's who they are.
Yep.
And they're not going to allow some lunatic to come in and close down the border or open the border to a lot of nonsense that comes in that's going to disturb their business and what they have to do in order to keep the flow of commerce going.
Mm-hmm. Let me ask you this, in conclusion, because we've only got a few minutes left, but in conclusion, do you think that this is a watershed moment, as well as does this indicate something or tell people something about Americans of Mexican descent, particularly in South Texas?
I think it does. I think that Americans of Mexican descent are Americans. They came here to become American and to partake in the American dream. Unfortunately, it had been historically done that the mainline Americans had said, well, you're a Mexican American. And they said, okay, fine, we are. And if we have to use that to get ahead, we'll use that. But the fact of the matter is that what we've been seeing over the last 8 to 10 years is a effacement of that moniker of being Mexican and saying, I'm no more Mexican than John Smith or Jim Jones. I'm an American. I may have a Spanish-sounding name, but I'm American. My first language is English. I understand some Spanish or a lot of Spanish, but I'm American. And there's this American sentiment that now is glowing. You know, for how many years since the early turn of the last century has Laredo been celebrating the birth of George Washington, the first American president, with festivities and week-long celebrations and all sorts of things? Not the birth of Benito Juarez or one of the Mexican presidents or some buffoon that raided a county. They are American people, and as such, they now have reached the point where they treasure their ancestors in their family, but they also treasure the future of their Americanicity.
I couldn't agree more. I could not agree more. I think that you have analyzed it and shown it and explained it very, very well. There are so many people that really have not understood the momentous occasion that this is or happening because the Trump coattails were so wide and deep across the country. They haven't really, really understood what went on in Laredo and Webb County. Anything else that you'd like to add before we let you go, buddy?
Well, George, other than, you know, I think that Laredo, like a lot of that border, a lot of the border from Brownsville all the way to El Paso, is dealing with certain realities. And those realities are that you don't get ahead unless you use common sense. And I think that the Trump brand of Republicanism is all about common sense. And the use of common sense in governance and the use of the Constitution, which is common sense. That's our future. Whether your last name is Rodriguez or Canseco or Garcia or Smith or Jones, common sense is what got us here as a nation, and common sense will see us through to our future.
You got it. Folks, we've been speaking with my good friend, former Congressman Francisco Kiko Canseco. Kiko, thank you so much for coming on and talking about this very momentous occasion, this very momentous happening And we got to get you back on as things can continue in this new year, because I'm sure that it's going to be a year filled with all sorts of new things, as well as a lot of old things that are being rerouted.
Well, I'm happy to speak to you on any subject that you'd like. If I know how to speak about it, I will. And I'm hoping that and wishing all the best to you and all of your audience for the new year, and all the best.
You got it. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio. Thank you very much, former Congressman Canseco, for your time.
Thank you.